Our next case is Glasswall Solutions Limited versus ClearSwift Limited, 2018-14-07. Mr. Carlson.
Thank you, Your Honor. It pleases the Court, I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal. We are here because the District Court, after we asserted 2 patents against ClearSwift, granted a motion under 12b-6 declaring that the claims of both patents were directed to patent ineligible subject matter. And in doing so, the District Court erred both substantively and in its procedure. If we recognize that this is a de novo review, I'd like to turn to the substantive portion first of all and recognize that it's clear under this Court's precedent, as recently emphasized in the data engine decision, that claims must be read in the context of the specification. Claims must be read as a whole with reference to the specification and under the understanding of a person having ordinary skill in the art as of the time of the patent. These patents date back to the 2005 priority date in the PCT, original PCT filing. This Court has also recently recognized in the Ancora decision that improving security can be a non-abstract computer function improvement if done by a technique that departs from earlier approaches to solve a specific computer problem.
Well, this is simply the reverse of prior art processes. This pulls the safe systems rather than the prior art, which pulled the unsafe ones. And it's just transferring data back and forth.
I respectfully disagree, Your Honor, and here's why. The prior art systems, and the specification is very clear about this, depend upon virus definition files. You have to consult against this database of known malware in order to be able to exclude the part that you don't want from incoming electronic files. What the specification also teaches here is a departure from that. It's not simply the reverse. The difference is, rather than trying to determine what virus definitions are and new viruses that come in day by day or hour by hour, we recognize that electronic files correspond to a set of rules, a set of file specifications that are relatively static and fixed. And this is necessary in order to ensure interoperability of these files.
Rules are ideas, right?
Rules are specifics as to each of these files.
Specific or not, they are abstract ideas.
I would say they are values, Your Honor. The rules that are the abstract ideas are simply an overarching approach, whereas the specifics in computer communications require the application of specific values, specific rules of acceptable content. So the difference is this patent specification says we take the approach of for each type of file that is exchanged, we look at what is expected for known content. And we parse an incoming file and check it for behavior that conforms to accepted known content.
In this contemplated process, does the whole incoming file have to be scanned?
No. And in fact, if you look at the preamble of the 045 patent, Claim 1, it explicitly says, without scanning for unwanted code.
Without scanning, full stop, would mean one thing.
Yes.
Without scanning for unwanted code would mean a different thing. I mean, basically what's going on here is the old world had a ever-changing, extremely long list of bad guys, and you don't want them to come in, and you check to see if somebody who's at your door is a bad guy, and that may take a long time, and you may not have an up-to-date list, and you say, people are coming to the door, we just have a guest list. We have good guys, maybe by type, maybe by individual. We're just going to let those guys in. And that's the sense, I think, in which Judge Lurie, I understood it, what he was saying, to say this is kind of just the opposite. But in your system, do you still have to scan everybody at your door?
No, and what the claims provide is that the incoming file is parsed. Parsing and scanning are different arrangements, and they are talked about differently in the specification. Parsing is breaking down the file into components in order to be able to check the content for conformance with known standards.
But that's a commonly used technique. Is that right? There's nothing, in other words, in this particular patent, there's nothing special about the parsing, correct?
Parsing is a known technique.
Yeah.
But
and,
what we're...
And all you're doing is basically you're parsing the incoming file and you're simply filtering out things that might be troublesome and then passing along everything else. It seems to me this is sort of directly parallel to the invention that was at issue in Intellectual Ventures, for example.
The difference is, Your Honor, once the parsing is complete and the known file components and of acceptable file content are known, there is a substitute regenerated electronic file. And so the specification and the claims specify that now we are regenerating a new type of file. And the new file is all that is passed. The original,
but the new file is nothing more than sort of a sterilized version of the original file. There's nothing different, nothing new. It's just you pulled out the bad things or the potentially bad things according to the rules, and simply passed everything else along. Classic electronic filtering.
I'd respectfully disagree again. The specification teaches that what we pull out are expected conforming portions of the file, expected content that conforms to the file type specifications. The difference in the prior art approach is, rather than having to scan for something that's bad, we parse and pull out what is expected, the type of behaviors that conform to this file type, and then those are, and there is a new file that's regenerated. It's not simply eliding or restricting or blacking out part of the original file. We create a substitute regenerated electronic file, and the advantage to that is the file regenerator cannot pass any unwanted data. So the advantage that comes, and the reason why this is patent eligible, is the advantage that comes out of this is the prior art approach and the conventional approach at the time was not parsing in the way that the patent describes. It was take an incoming file and scan it, code scanning, to determine whether there are signatures or pieces of the file that correspond to this virus definition file. And, of course, if the virus definition file is not constantly updated, then you don't find that. So I would say this is
sort of the electronic version of a sensor reviewing mail and pulling out offensive photographs and then passing the letters along, because the letters are unchanged. It's the same thing here. The components that are not potentially dangerous are passed along. You're not in this regenerated file. There's nothing. That's not a newly created document that differs in its essential character from the original document, correct?
I'd say that's incorrect, Your Honor, and the specification makes that clear. When the district court...
How is that incorrect?
The district court made sort of the same arrangement, saying, well, isn't this just like redacting documents? Well, when you redact documents, you're essentially using a virus definition file in your head. You're saying, I know the things that I don't want, and I will block them out. This is a different approach. That was the conventional approach. But what is claimed in these patents is a fundamentally different approach as the patent specification provides. The file is parsed. The parsed content is checked to see if it conforms to expected standards. And then there is indeed a new file that's written. It is a fundamentally new file. And the advantage that comes out of parsing and regeneration is a very high level of security that doesn't depend on knowing that something's bad. It depends on, have we checked to see if the file content conforms to the expected file specifications after we have parsed it. So it's not the same thing. It's not redacting of documents, because that requires knowing what's bad. We take the approach that it is not efficient, it is not the right approach to keep updating virus files to know what's bad. Instead, go to the fundamentals of the file type specification to know what files are expected. Parse the file, take the content that conforms to those expected portions, and regenerate into a new file. So it's different from the intellectual ventures. I would say it's much more close to the FinGen file type, because in FinGen versus Blue Coat, this court recognized that when we, and FinGen actually did do a behavioral-based scan to avoid conventional code scanning, and then wrote a new file that attached information regarding potentially suspicious behaviors.
The security file in FinGen was a newly created file that was not present before, and that file was then attached to the downloadable and gave the computer the opportunity to take action it couldn't take before. That's a completely different arrangement.
I would say it's exactly the same arrangement, Your Honor, because the substitute regenerated electronic file of these patents is a newly created file. It's a file that didn't exist before, and it enables the computer to use...
It didn't exist before because before it had content that you extracted. But other than the extracted component, it's the same, correct?
No, that's not correct, Your Honor. What is extracted is data that conforms to the expected standard. And then there is a file regeneration process, and the regenerator takes only the accepted content, only the conforming content, and generates the new file. So the original file is not passed unless it has been pre-approved. The original file doesn't get passed at all.
Are you saying the content of the regenerated file is different from the content that was contained in the original file? And I'm not talking about the part that was parsed out. Let me rephrase it this way. The regenerated file is regenerated from what?
The regenerated file is regenerated, as the claims and specification teach, from content that is found to conform with the expected standards.
And that content comes from the original file.
The content in the original file that conforms to the standards,
yes,
is regenerated. The content that it does not conform is not regenerated.
You're going to use the word repeated, correct?
Well, the word in the patent is regenerated, Your Honor.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get at what we're talking about here in terms of the actual data.
Yeah, data.
It's repeated data that comes from, that was contained in the original file.
It's conforming data. So if the original file had all data that conformed, it's still not the same file. It is regenerated into a new file. And so even if there's something sneaky in there, as long as it's within the scope of, you know, the only stuff that's written by the regenerator is stuff that conforms in the original file.
Counsel, you wanted to save some rebuttal time. We'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal, and we'll hear from opposing counsel?
If I may, Your Honor, I believe I'd asked for 5 minutes, so do I have 5 minutes remaining?
Well, you talked through it. No, you have 2 minutes.
I beg your pardon, then. Thank you.
Mr. Al-Salam?
Thank you, Your Honors. Ramsey Al-Salam of Perkins Coie, along with my colleague Lane Polizzola. These patent claims are clearly directed to an abstract concept. The abstract concept of filtering for what is accepted, what's allowable or conforming, versus the opposite or the converse abstract concept, which is filtering for what's not acceptable. As the court mentioned, it's like determining what is good versus what is bad. Counsel didn't like the example of the sensor, because it says in the sensor example, you are filtering for something that you know is bad. Well, perhaps this example works better. It's like me telling my assistant, I only want to see bills and personal letters. I don't want to see any other type of mail. She says, well, what if a bill has advertising in it? Remove the advertising. I only want to see bills and personal letters, unless it comes from the court. If it comes from the court, I want to see it no matter what it is. That's the other exception in the claims. But this goes to the abstract concept of simply deciding what's allowable versus what's not allowable. Even when this court makes rules, this court can make those rules based on what we can do or what we cannot do.
Did the prior art, which looked for bad stuff, contemplate one or both of two possibilities of what you do when you find bad stuff in a file? One possibility is reject the whole file. The other is remove the bad stuff and then take the good.
What I can say based on what the record we have, it says
there's a background section in the patent. Does the background section itself, for example, say, I know it says the prior art looks for bad stuff. Does it say, and the prior art covers both things you can do with once you've identified the bad stuff, namely delete it and take the good, or just say anything that has bad stuff, we reject the whole thing?
I think it says the former. If you look at the 283 patent, Appendix 21, at Column 3, lines 17 to 18, it says, quote, known antivirus programs aim to detect viruses and pass everything which is not detected to be a virus. So in other words, it's saying we pull out the bad stuff and we pass everything else. And what this is saying is we pull out the good stuff and pass only it. We don't pass anything which we have not identified as something good.
Has anything in this case been made of this notion of regenerating a file as itself an advance?
No.
So is regeneration here nothing other than big, the good stuff that was originally in the thing that came in concatenated or something with...
I agree. There's nothing in the specification, to my knowledge, that suggests that the regeneration of the file is in any way novel or non-obvious or anything other than simply a filtered version of what came first, as Your Honor mentioned. For example, in the Fingen case, the file that was created is a completely new file. First of all, those claims are limited to executable applications. And what it does there is it analyzes, based on behavior, what those applications do and creates a completely new file called the security profile that it attaches. And it doesn't itself, the claims don't there even refer to filtering. They send it on and allow each recipient to decide based on their own security profile whether to filter those applications. Here, this regeneration of a file is simply the same data with removing anything that hasn't been identified as conforming or allowable or good. This is very much like all the cases the courts, I understand, have struggled with what's an abstract concept. And there's probably a spectrum of what are abstract concepts. But this is one of the purest abstract concepts because it is simply taking what sometimes referred to as whitelisting versus blacklisting and applying it to a known task for a computer, which is to filter data. And it's not improving the underlying functioning of the computer. Unlike InFish, say, or maybe Berkheimer, which improved the way memory was stored in a computer, regardless, independent of the task being performed by the computer. This is not doing that. This is supposedly a better way to perform a specific task, that of filtering content. But the advantages of this, the alleged advantages, are all just alleged advantages over the other abstract concept, meaning blacklisting or filtering for unwanted content. What we hear is, and this is the only alleged advantages, are that this other way of doing it requires storing all of these virus signatures, and that that can be a lot, and you might not be up to date. So it's better to look for good content than to look for bad content. But what we're doing here is just comparing two abstract approaches to filtering content. In fact, the telltale sign might be that you don't even need to have skill in the art to have written these claims. I'm not a computer scientist, but even I could theorize that if you're trying to filter, you could either look for bad content and remove it, or look for good content and only allow it to pass. The court also properly decided this under Rule 12. There is no claim construction arguments made. There was no suggestion that this turned on claim construction. There was no issues of fact as to that would suggest that this might not be something other than an abstract concept, or it might be limited somehow. There were additional elements that were not routine or conventional. All of the additional elements, whether in the independent claims or the dependent claims, simply recite known steps or known computer technology. There was nothing that would have required the court to put this off. There was nothing in the record. Again, the only advantages are advantages that are contrasted with the other approach. And they're just two basic approaches to filtering. Either, and I know I'm repeating myself, either removing bad content or allowing good content. Both are just opposite sides of the same coin. What else can I address for the court? Does the court have any other questions? I want to use my time, but I feel we've addressed some of the major things.
No one ever gets penalized for not using all their time if you have nothing further to say.
Unless they've forgotten something very important.
I'm trying to think if I've forgotten anything very important. I do think this follows the Symantec case, and I also want to go back to when this court's trying to decide what is an abstract concept. The court has said that taking data and then just comparing it to other data and making a decision on that is an abstract concept. And perhaps if the rules relating to the comparison are so specific or unique or somehow novel, then maybe that wouldn't be an abstract concept. But here, all we're doing is taking data that's coming in, comparing it to an existing database to see if it matches allowable content or matches a known sender, a known approved sender, and then sending it on. And that in itself is simply claiming an abstract concept to filtering data, no different than if I were asking my assistant to filter the mail that comes to me. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Carlson has two minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor. There is an improvement in computer function disclosed and claimed in this patent, and the improvement is in the file regeneration process, as described in column 3, beginning about line 30. It says this is a fundamentally different way. And what's the difference and what's the improvement in computer function? Instead of having to update virus definition files, we look for content that is static. The file specifications rules are static. They don't change often for these different file types. And so that way, because we can do that, we don't have to depend on knowing what is bad and looking for what is bad.
Well, you have the rules have to have some correlation to things that present a risk, correct?
the rules have correlation to what is expected, commonly expected,
right,
in this file type.
And if the incoming data doesn't correspond to what is commonly expected, that raises a red flag.
It may or may not.
It's
you don't have to...
Different version of, you know, on the one hand, you're looking for something you know is a virus. On the other hand, you're looking for something that doesn't conform to expected rules. But
correct, but...
In terms of patent eligibility, I don't see that there's a difference.
The difference is that it does improve computer function because you don't have to have these bloated virus files and you don't have to update regularly.
You have a bloated file full of rules.
Well, it's a static file. It's a static set of rules because these don't change often. And
they do change, though.
They do change. They do require some update, and the patent specifies that, but not with the lightning speed that viruses can
that
be.
That may be true, but I'm not sure that makes a difference in terms of eligibility.
With respect to our rules ideas, the McCrow case, I think, is illustrative, where the patent claims that were approved there referred to rules that are in the specification. The same thing is happening here. We have rules for expected content. We define those rules, and they remain static. We parse the file. We regenerate a substitute electronic file. That's a new file that didn't exist before that is known to be safe. And that is the improvement in computer function.
Thank you, counsel. We'll take the case under advisement.